Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and I've been promising a podcast about pregnancy recovery, and today is the day, and I'm super excited about doing this. This is one of the main reasons that I do functional medicine is my own experience getting pregnant and being pregnant around the age of 40 and coming through that in a kind of negative way at first, but then finding out that functional medicine really works and having success on the other side. So I'm going to start out first of all, if you've really liked our podcast so far, hey, pay it forward. Send it to a friend. This is a gift. So I want you to be able to share the information and just pay it forward. You could leave a review on our website, RestoreYou, RestoreYou. .com or thegutsygal.com, and just, you know, let me know how I'm doing or let me know what I can do differently. We have a phone number that you can also text questions to. Text, email, voicemail, 630-473-3337. And now that all the icky stuff is out of the way, we can talk about pregnancy recovery. So when I got pregnant with my daughter, I had done all of the pre-pregnancy work that we talked about in our other podcast. And I thought, wow, I should come through this really well, right? I've got, you know, I'm ready to go. My body's healthy. And I had a relatively good pregnancy. I mean, there was nothing big. I was really, really blessed. But on the other side of that, what I didn't know was a few things. First of all, I didn't know how consuming it was going to be, and I'm going to be straightforward and very direct about this, but it was very time consuming, and I was used to pretty much having my life from my life. So that was a little overwhelming psychologically, but physically, what I wasn't prepared for was the lack of sleep and nursing and the somewhat depressed feeling that I ended up with from March to October and the inability to pull words. I had a lot of brain fog. I wasn't sleeping well. I didn't have the right amount of energy. I was constantly having to take a nap, and I wasn't sleeping well at night because of nursing. I mean, it was all the things that most moms experience, except the fact that I was trying to work as well. So, and there's certainly a lot of you out there that work and have babies and nurse, and it can make you really crazy and tired and to the point where you're not very functional. And I got to that point and looked around and found a good functional medicine person who came alongside me and saved my adrenals from further wrecking. And really, that's what this is all about, is getting your adrenals and your ovaries and your hormones all back in check again after having this huge thing happen to your body, right? You just made another human being in your system, in your body, right? You just created, you know, all the food that you ate, all the exercise that you did, everything that you took in or didn't take in was all about making this baby. And now the baby's out. Awesome. But your body is still in flux and trying to figure out what to do. So I'm going to address energy. I'm going to address some of the depression. I'm going to address adrenal fatigue. I'm going to eventually address weight loss a little bit, but not as a big thrust of this particular podcast. So let's talk about energy. And energy after you have a baby is something that you need, right? You need energy to do some nursing if that's what you choose to do. You also need energy to do your normal day-to-day stuff along with trying to take care of this new baby, which, by the way, I've discovered that if you don't get the dust wet around your house, it doesn't turn to mud. So, you know, necessarily, let's just worry about taking care of our baby, right? So energy comes from a couple different places. One from food, the food that you pick, and one from sleep. And those two things combined can be either really energizing or really, like, energy zapping. So let's talk about the food that we need to be consuming. Just if you're nursing, know that you probably need 300-ish calories, extra 300-ish calories a day, not the entire kitchen sink or chocolate cake. So it's not that much. And I think you'll find that you're eating, you're craving maybe bigger than 300 calories. So I want you to really focus on those proteins several times through the day so that the proteins and the fats will keep you full. And I'm sure you've learned that from my other podcasts. And there is a downloadable eating plan, Eat for Energy, our Eat for Energy plan. And that plan will work fine while you're nursing. You may have to bump up to a little bit higher portion control or the higher portions, but that plan is perfect because it puts protein throughout your day so that you don't end up craving and starving. What you want to take into account for is, are you more hungry in the beginning of the day? Are you like, you might need to eat more in the beginning of the day, like for breakfast? Or is it that mid-afternoon slumpy time that you feel like you need to eat more? And then shift your calories to those times when you feel like you really need them. You don't have to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner exactly the same, and dinner is bigger. You can move your calories around your day so that you can get the energy when you really need it. And then figure out where that, what that looks like for you. As far as sleep is concerned, you know, that you're going to be up in the middle of the night. Let's face it, you're going to be up at least once in the middle of the night. And if your baby's sleeping with you, that's a little different issue because you're probably going to be up a lot more. And that's fine. You just need to be able to sleep when the baby's sleeping. And everybody tells you, nap when the baby naps. I'm going to encourage you, you really need to do that. Because when you can get 20, 30 minutes during the day, then you can get up and bounce around and do a couple other things before the baby gets up. So just nap a little bit while the baby's napping so that you can also rest and repair your body. As far as sleep is concerned, you know, that 6 to 8 hour rule is still needs to hang in there, and 6 hours to really recover from hormone heck that you went through with your pregnancy is going to be really essential. So let's think about trying to figure out how to do that. You know, your husband or significant other can feed the baby in the middle of the night. You can pump and he can help you with that, or she can help you with that. And that's a way to help recover your system so that you're not up every single night, or you can take turns doing that. There's a lot of different options there. Look at all the options. It doesn't just have to be you taking care of that baby. Let's think about the depression next. We've talked a little bit about energy. Let's talk about the depression that goes along with having a baby. There's a lot of different things that happen, and some of us get feeling a little bit down. Now, initially, like the couple days right after, that's pretty normal. First of all, you pushed a baby out more than likely, or you had major surgery to get a baby out. So your body needs a couple days, and you need to give your brain a couple days before you think that you can get back on your horse and ride. However, when that lasts a little bit longer than a couple days, then we need to write up our expectations. We may need to figure out what our new life is going to look like. And I found it really, really helpful to find either a good lactation consultant, because that's who I ended up using to help me through some of this, because she's had so much experience with new moms, or a really good counselor at that time, therapist, licensed social worker, psychologist person that you can just bounce things off of. Someone who has a lot of experience with new moms. That's who you really want to look for, because you're going to have your own unique experience. What I went through is different than what everybody else goes through. However, there may be some commonalities in this. And setting yourself up for success instead of setting yourself up for failure is one way to come out of this in a much better place. Realize too that you have just been on a huge hormonal swing, right? The progesterone and estrogen have really, really taken over your body. Progesterone is very dominant due to placenta creating its own progesterone to hold baby in there. And so we come out of pregnancy without our placenta and we become very estrogen dominant. And that estrogen can create a lot of crabbiness in some women. So that's something that we need to think about, becoming estrogen dominant as part of this whole depression piece. Now we're going to shift a little bit from depression into adrenal fatigue, because estrogen dominance and getting our progesterone back in line is what we need to do to help push our body into a healthier space and a healthier place after we have had this baby. So we talked about food, and we talked about how important it is to get our food frequently through the day. For adrenals, okay, that's where our hormone, some of our hormone control comes from, and our ovaries, we need to make sure that our blood sugar stays even during the day. And the way that we do that is to eat frequently through the day with protein every 3 to 4 hours. So that will help minimize some of that hormonal swing. Does that make sense? When you're not having insulin swinging up and down, along with all the progesterone and the estrogen, that's going to help even out our moods in a lot better way. And if we can backfeed and backfill our adrenals with some really good food, then we won't have such adrenal fatigue after having our baby, and the estrogen dominance will be able to clear. Also, feeding ourselves on a regular basis like that gives our liver what it needs to help clear out some of the estrogen. Now, there are some supplements that can be taken. There's certainly some supplements that I used during my pregnancy recovery, and multivitamins, fish oil is a must, and some calcium, magnesium. But as far as herbals, I did use some, and it's the choice of the mom whether they're going to do that or not. That would be your own choice to help move you through this estrogen dominant time period and getting your progesterone back in check again. Now realize, if you're nursing, you may or may not start your periods again. So some of us, I started my periods about 2 months-ish after I had my baby. It's kind of unusual. Most people don't have a period until they finish nursing, but some of us do. And so if we're hormone cycling that way, kind of in the background, that also takes more out of our systems. So keeping your adrenals well fed during this time is going to be absolutely key to your recovery. It will help reduce the depression. It will allow you to sleep, and sleep also backfeeds into that whole adrenal recovery. You need to be able to sleep at some point in time. And then our food, all on top of that. So does all that, I hope that all makes sense, because we've got adrenal fatigue, zapping energy, our food and our sleep help to backfill those adrenals so that they're not so fatigued. Does that make sense? That's it in a nutshell. What about thyroiditis? This is something that's been cropping up a lot more, and that's problems with thyroid right after pregnancy. This is a pretty common occurrence, and there's certainly several natural ways to handle thyroid issues right after pregnancy. You don't necessarily have to go jump on a medication. There are some natural ways to handle that, and I'm going to put that out there as just as a point of information, because if your thyroid is also running low, now you've got two major glands that take care of your metabolism, your thyroid, and your adrenals that are kind of whacked out afterwards. So if you don't have energy in that, that might be part of the reason why. So we need to make sure that we also check your thyroid. And TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, is not enough to know whether your thyroid is working right or not. You need to have a full panel, and we do that at Restore. So that's something that you can call your doctor or call us and let that happen. Make sure that you know whether your thyroid is still on target or not right after you had your baby. Weight loss. Okay. I'm not going to talk a ton about weight loss in this podcast because there's plenty of ways to lose weight. The first thing I want to tell you is give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. Your body just took 9 months to make a baby. Now, some of you 20-year-olds are going to pop back in, no problem. You're going to be back in your regular clothes in no time. And some of you won't. And some of us 40-year-olds certainly weren't. So give your body the chance it needs. And part of that weight loss is all about what we've already talked about, energy, food, sleep, depression, adrenals, thyroid, all of those things mix together to create your body's ability to lose weight or not to lose weight. If your body thinks that it's still being stressed by nursing, by all the things that you're trying to get done, by mental, emotional stress that you're either creating or is being created in your life, if you're trying to work out too hard or trying to push yourself in other ways, your body's not going to lose weight because it's feeling more stress and it's bypassing progesterone production and making cortisol. And that's what happens when we're under stress. So, and that loss of progesterone is also what's making us feel cranky and not able to sleep and a little bit anxious and all of those things. When progesterone drops, those are the symptoms that we can get. So making sure that you have taken care of some of the things that we've already talked about, right? Getting your food, making sure you're sleeping, supporting your adrenals, making sure your thyroid is in order will all help that push your body into that ability to lose some of the baby weight and baby fat. Take that baby for a walk. Get out and move as much as you possibly can. And I say that only if you've done all the other things that I've been telling you, right? It doesn't make sense to go stress your body out if you haven't had any sleep today. Go take a nap or go take a short walk and then take a nap so that you can be rested and ready to make good choices for your food. Hopefully this makes some sense to you. Energy being an issue, food and sleep being the way to create some of that energy, with a background of making sure that your adrenals and your thyroid are all working in harmony. Realize too that your pituitary gland, which is in your head, talks to all of your glands. So your pituitary talks to your thyroid, it talks to your ovaries, and it talks to your adrenals. And after a big whoosh of hormones, sometimes that communication gets off. And that's a piece of pregnancy recovery that we also have to look at is, okay, is my pituitary talking the messages to my adrenals and to my ovaries and to my thyroid that those glands need to be getting? And we can take a look at that through some hormone testing. We can take a look at it just through symptom control. And that can also be addressed naturally. We can get that pituitary talking to the rest of your body naturally. It's just a matter of some of it's food, some of it's sleep, and some of it's supplements. So hopefully this has put together a pregnancy recovery plan that makes a little bit of sense. And we certainly personalize all of this for you. And, you know, again, we always start with your gut, right? So if you're having gut issues or you haven't really done the pre-pregnancy thing, which most of us don't, then we need to address your gut first. And we will address that as we would any other leaky gut. So we fix your gut. And then your body can absorb the nutrients it needs from your food, and then you'll sleep better and your hormones will even out. Like, it all just kind of dominoes into much better health. Hope all of this has made sense for a pregnancy recovery podcast. And I'm so excited to share some of this with you because I think that this is an area where women are not really aware that they need to recover from their pregnancy. And it's okay to feel horrible for a little while. I want to totally open my arms and let you know that I felt terrible after my first pregnancy. And I was able to come out of it. I felt bad from March to October. And then I got some help. And by December, I was in a much, much better place. So it doesn't take long once you get started on a better plan that addresses some of these issues. You can totally do this, and we can do this naturally. I nursed. If you're not nursing, that's fine. We can shift some other things a little bit faster for you because we don't have to take into account that you're feeding this baby. So this is what it's for. I want to make sure that you understand that pregnancy recovery is something that can be addressed. And we've done it successfully in the office now for about 10 years because my daughter's 11. So we've been doing it for a really long time. I am the Gutsy Gal. I want to thank my sponsors, MicroShare International, because Barry makes all this whole thing possible. He's awesome. Barrington Allstate, Casey Printing, Mechanical 24, Tina's Closet, the best bras ever. And again, our phone number, if you have questions, 630-473-3337. Or our website, thegutsygal.com, and Restore You. Our number at Restore, if you'd like an appointment for any of this or any of the other things that we talk about on our podcast, is 630-682-5090. And we are there waiting for your phone call. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, The Gutsy Gal. Have a fabulous day. Bye.